This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, October 1st, 2014, from HiRISE on board the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. Continual dune and ripple migration in Nili Patera. Nili Patera is a region on Mars in which dunes and ripples are moving rapidly. HiRISE continues to monitor this area every couple of months to see changes over seasonal and annual timescales. Here, we see obvious activity over a span of less than 2 Earth years. 3 prominent changes are obvious. 1. The dunes are migrating, with position differences of a few meters in some areas. 2. The ripples on the surfaces of the dunes have undergone so much change that they cannot be reliably tracked over this time interval. And 3. The lee faces of the dunes exhibit new avalanches. These results show that Nili Patera and other regions on Mars are areas of active sand migration and landscape erosion. Possible future Mars landing site in Oxia Planum. Oxia Planum is a broad, clay-bearing surface between Marth and Eris Vallis that has been proposed as a future landing site on Mars. Remnants of a possible fan or delta near the outlet of Kugun Vallis is a potential science target at this location. Bright slope streaks in Arabia Terra. This observation shows bright and dark slope streaks in craters in the Arabia Terra region. Slope streak formation is among the few known processes currently active on Mars. The cause of slope streaks is still debated, but both dry and wet processes have been proposed to explain their formation. They are mostly commonly believed to be formed by gravity-driven movement of extremely dry sand or very fine-grained dust in an almost fluid-like manner, analogous to a terrestrial snow avalanche, exposing darker underlying material. The darkest slope streaks are the youngest and can be seen to cross-cut and lie on top of the older and lighter-toned streaks. The lighter-toned streaks are believed to be dark streaks that are brightening with time as new dust is deposited on their surface. Where they occur, dark slope streaks are typically more plentiful than the bright streaks. However, in this area, distinct bright slope streaks appear to be more plentiful, especially in the 2 smaller craters on either side of the larger crater in the center of the image. Dome and Barshan Dunes in Newton Crater. This observation shows a small sand dune field on the floor of Newton Crater, an approximately 300-kilometer-wide crater in the southern hemisphere of Mars. The image shows both Dome and Barshan Dunes. Both these types of dunes are also found on Earth. Barshan dunes, in particular, are common on Earth and are generally crescent-shaped, with a steep slip face bordered by horns oriented in the downwind direction. Barshan dunes form by unidirectional winds that are good indicators of the dominant wind direction. In this case, the horns of the Barshan dunes are not very distinct, but appear to indicate that the strongest winds blew approximately southeast to northwest. Note the pattern the dunes form around a bright streak in the downwind direction behind a crater in the center of the image. You can see these images and more at uahirise.org.